And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Son, don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour on this Monday, November 25th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. If you would like the podcast link to today's interview with Missy, again, text me Missy. I'll send you the complete full text message of all of the interviews to listen to, how to schedule an appointment to get the $500 discount off of the weight loss program, but I will also send you the link for today's interview so that they can hear it. But I want to remind you, as we head into Thanksgiving this Thursday, we will not be on the air. We have a Thanksgiving Day show by Jerry Stewart that will be broadcasting all 3 hours of this show on Thursday. It's a one-hour program. It'll repeat itself 3 times. Check it out. Greatly appreciate if you listen to the Thanksgiving Day message by Jerry Stewart. But in that vein of getting ready for Christmas, make a list of people that you want to buy gifts for. Sit down, make a Christmas list as to who you'd like to get gifts for. Then go to the website, MyPillow.com, and start shopping. Get everybody a new MyPillow 2.0, maybe a set of towels, sheets. You may have to call them and ask them what size their bed is, king or queen or whatever. Maybe ask them what shoe size they are. Get them a pair of slippers. Go to the website, MyPillow.com. Purchase gifts for everybody on your list. Go to checkout. You're going to see it retails for, I'm just going to pick a number, $800, $1,000. It's ridiculous. You got everybody, your mailman, your pastor, your neighbors, everybody a gift. Then put in the promo code Trucker Randy. One word, no space. Trucker Randy, there'll be 2 R's, no space. Hit apply. 50, 60, 70, 80% off some items on the website, mypillow.com. Hit apply. You'll see how much money you save. Folks, you might be able to get $1,000 worth of Christmas gifts, retail price for everybody on your list. You might be able to get it for $400. Free shipping sent to your house. Then all you have to do is wrap them up. You're ready to pass them out, give them to people. Your shopping is done. You don't have to go into the stores. You don't have to fight them in the Black Friday sales that are happening after Thanksgiving, getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get to a store when they open to get a great deal on a TV. These are products that they will use every single day and think about how much they enjoy them because they are great products. When they take a shower, when they put their slippers on, when they sleep at night, the Giza Dream Sheets, fantastic products, highly recommend. Do your Christmas shopping online early from the comfort of your own home on your phone, computer. If you don't have the ability to use a computer, text me MP for My Pillow, and I'll give you the 800 number to call the operator that will have the discount already programmed in their computer. You can talk to them over the phone. Shop away off your list. Ask them how much the retail price is. Apply Trucker Randy's promo code. See how much money you can save. We're going to make Christmas shopping very easy for you this year. Text me MP for My Pillow. Got a story pulled up in Lansing. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Well, on Friday, 3 days early, per our election laws, the Michigan State Board of Canvassers certified the state's election. It's technically due today by 5 o'clock. Well, they got it done on Friday. The Board of State Canvassers certified the votes that were cast during the 2024 presidential election throughout the state of Michigan, certifying the win for President-elect Donald Trump and officially opening the door for any recounts of any races that came out to be very close. One of them is a state rep seat down in the Kalamazoo area. The Republican won by 58 votes on the retabulation by their county. Kalamazoo County Board of Canvassers, it increased to 61. Well, by them certifying the state election on Friday, now they can start the recount for that seat. This is how the votes broke down officially, according to the Michigan State Board of Canvassers. Donald Trump ended up winning Michigan with 2,816,636 votes. That was 49.73% of the votes that were cast for president. Just barely under the 50% majority. He defeated Democrat Kamala Harris, who got 2,736,533 votes, which was 48.31%. The separation, the difference, Trump beat Harris by 80,103 votes, or 1.42 percentage points. Trump's raw vote total was the second highest number of any presidential candidate in Michigan's history, and the highest total of any Republican presidential nominee. The only person who got more votes than Donald Trump was Barack Obama back in 2008, his first election. While Donald Trump got 2,816,636, Obama got 2,887,579. So basically, he beat Donald Trump by less than 60,000 votes. Coming in third in the Michigan presidential race was the Green Party candidate Jill Stein. She took 44,607, which was percentage-wise 0.79 of 1%. Her vote total wasn't as high as the 51,463 that she got in 2016, which triggered a recount. But you remember, the recount was stopped because of Wayne County. Why? Because 71% of the districts in Wayne County didn't balance. And because of our election laws being so screwed up, you can't do a recount on a district that doesn't balance. How stupid is that? If you've got a district that doesn't balance, that's the one that should be recounted. but our laws doesn't allow for it. So basically, the recount stopped. Another candidate that siphoned off a small percentage of votes from Harris was independent Cornell West. He got 6,664. Well, even if you take Cornell West and Jill Stein's numbers, that comes up to roughly 50,000 votes, Donald Trump bested her by 80,103. Libertarian candidate Chase Oliver received 22,440, or 0.4% of one vote. Smallest number for a Libertarian since Michael Bardnack Badnarik in 2004. Interesting. The number of votes for a candidate who had withdrawn from the race but yet had to keep his name on the ballot was Natural Law Party nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr. 26,785 people voted for Kennedy, even though he had dropped out of the race and had endorsed Donald Trump and asked his supporters to vote for Trump. 26,785 people didn't do it. They voted for him. Well, this was the second highest vote total for a Natural Law Party in Michigan history. The only person to get more was Ralph Nader back in 2008 against Barack Obama, who in Michigan got 33,085. Anti-abortion activist Randall Terry, 6,509. This is the lowest number for the U.S. Taxpayer Constitution Party candidate since 2004. Independent Joseph Kishore, who ran as a socialist, got 2,330 votes. Does this canvass prove one thing? I believe it does. Third party candidates is a waste of your vote. The biggest vote total was the Green Party, Jill Stein, with 0.79 of 1%. Kennedy came in second with 0.47. All these others are completely a waste. I understand you want to vote in protest. I get it. But if you add up all these numbers, folks, and these people had voted for Donald Trump or even Kamala Harris, it would have shown that this was a true vote between two people who had a possibility of actually winning. My opinion, the U.S. Taxpayer Party, basically done in the state of Michigan. Libertarian Party, done in the state of Michigan. When you get 0.4 of 1% of a vote, you cannot be considered a serious party. These numbers need to be looked at. And I believe they need a higher threshold. In a presidential election, if you can't get at least 1% of the vote, one full percentage point of the vote, that party needs to die and go away. We need to get these people involved in the two-party system if we're going to have real elections representing the people of the state of Michigan. A protest vote, a complete waste of time. Your vote is irrelevant. It's got to stop. Now, looking at the closest race for the universities, Michigan State Board of Trustees came down to the Democrat, Rebecca Cook, edging out Julie Madej by only 4,112 votes. Not close enough to do a recount, but basically the Democrats won all of the university seats and the Supreme Court. Bureau of Elections Director Jonathan Brader said that there were 5.7 million votes cast in Michigan. This was up slightly from the last presidential election, which was 5.6 million back in 2020. There were 3.4 million early voters. More than half voted early. 2.2 came from absentees, and 1.2 million people voted in person. This was up from the 2020 election. Brader said in a quote, "I think we can probably expect the majority of ballots to continue to come in before Election Day in future elections. It'll be interesting to see how many voters continue to gravitate to early voting and absentee voting as opposed to voting on Election Day." The board certified the election at 11:21 a.m. on Friday, November 22nd. Brader said candidates have 48 hours, not including the weekend, to ask for a recount, which will come with a fee. Election officials did an excellent job of administrating this election, but no statewide election is ever run perfectly. And this year was with no exception, Brader said. There were errors during the unofficial count process. Counties of Allegan, Leelanau, Mackinac, Macomb, and Calhoun counties were the most notable. Calhoun County count ended up being talked about the most because of the closeness of the races in that county. Again, pointing to the state representative, Steve Frisbee's Republican win by 61 votes for a state representative. He said sharing the unofficial results were just that, unofficial and used as a gauge for the candidates and the news to quickly provide a snapshot of the results to the general public. This is being done very late at night or in the wee hours of the next morning after a very long day, after weeks and months of continuous intense work, and even occasionally under certain circumstances, human errors that factor into the unofficial results getting reported. He said these errors are caught, corrected, either before or during a county canvass, before submitting it to the state of Michigan's state board of canvassers. He said the decentralized voting system in Michigan was a strength to the integrity of how things run in our state. Ultimately, the system worked in 2024, just like it did in 2022 and 2020, said Brader. Right. Again, selling that narrative, folks. 2020 was the most secured and absolutely truthful, honest election in Michigan's history, according to Jocelyn Benson. Yeah, not buying it. 2020, not buying it. Sorry, but they're still selling it. He said some of the human errors that happened before the canvass could be attributable to procedures that went out of order and other issues, which will be addressed with local clerks and their local canvassing boards.